Now, what is your opinion on soy?
Well, we have been a major voice warning the public about the dangers of soy foods, particularly the modern processed soy foods. In Asia, soy was used as a condiment in small amounts, and it was processed in such a way as to remove as much as possible the irritants and the anti-nutrients. And if you want to eat soy that way, that's fine, but that's not how it's being consumed here. Soy is a toxic plant. There is no other way to put it. It's full of poisons, and you cannot entirely remove these poisons, even with fermentation. And the modern processing to make soy protein and textured vegetable protein, this kind of stuff, actually adds a lot of toxins. And then we use soy protein isolate as the major ingredient in soy formula, soy infant formula. And as a nation, we have lost our way if we are giving such a toxic component to growing children.
Right, and so I guess a better format also is fermented soy, like tempeh or miso or tofu, as opposed to...
Well, tofu is not fermented. Tempeh or miso or natto. But you have to understand, these were not consumed in large amounts. In surveys of Asian diets, they were not more than 1% to 2% of total calories in these diets.
What about all of the stuff on the isoflavones and reducing risk of breast cancer in women or prostate cancer in men? Is there any truth to that?
They certainly don't reduce the risk of breast cancer. We were able to stop a cancer health claim for soy protein by showing that the soy increases the risk of breast cancer.
Wow.
These isoflavones are estrogens. They lower testosterone in men. They cross the placenta. They cause changes in behavior in test animals. Disrupted mating behaviors in test animals exposed to soy when they're very young, even at very low levels, they cause strange behavior patterns, increased anxiety, less social contact. Does this sound a little bit like autism to you? We are hearing from people working with autistic children that almost 100% of these children were raised on soy formula. Another big concern of ours is the manganese content in soy. Now, manganese is an important mineral, but it's toxic to infants and can poison their brains, and the symptoms of manganese toxicity are identical to the symptoms of autism. There is just no excuse for this soy formula to be on the market, and the only reason it is because the industry is extremely powerful.
What are we to do now? We're almost, in a sense, isolated in our own world. There's a huge weight of the world sometimes that we feel we carry like a burden within our own family, with our friends and colleagues who might think we're nuts and crazy for eating this way. How do you manage yourself in your world with your family? Like, you live in Washington, which probably doesn't eat, you know, according to the methodology that you, you know, advise or warn people against. So how do you manage that?
Well, we have no trouble getting good food. We have no trouble getting raw milk, and that's the way we eat. And we just stand as examples to people, and then if they want the information, we provide it.